The Senate Finance Committee to order. Today's March 23rd. We're in State Capitol, Juneau, Alaska, Senate Finance Room. Present today are Chairman Olson Steadman, Senator Keel. Senator Merrick is on our way, plane delays. Senator Kaufman, Senator Cronk, and myself, Senator Hoffman, are here. We have two items on today's agenda. The first one is Senate Bill 163, repeal certain inactive funds and accounts. And the second is Senate Bill 246, Architects, Engineers, Surveyors, and Registered Interior Design. Senate Bill 163, repeal of certain inactive accounts. This is the first hearing on this bill. I invite Senator Kaufman and his staff to the table to introduce the legislation to the Finance Committee. Senator Kaufman, identify yourself, and you know the drill.
Thank you, Chair Hoffman, members of the committee. For the record, Senator James Kaufman, Senate District F. And this bill, it will be familiar to the committee because it's a process we put in place here. That was back in the '33, ran SB 25, which created the process wherein Ledge Finance goes through and looks at inactive funds and recommends a list for closure. And then we go through those and prepare the legislation as a bill that would allow us to take those sections out of statutes. And so that process, you have the list they produce. They came up with a group of 57 inactive funds, and then we went through all of that and started reducing it down to what we thought we could actually try to get done in the legislature as a bill. And so that produced SB 163, which is before us today. And you know what we found in past efforts, some of these titles are pretty compelling. They look like essential funds that we really need, or they have charismatic names. But what we find is they've been sitting on the books for a long time. And then in addition to the fund, we found that we could get rid of some of the language that was around it and thereby simplify our statutes by removing parts of it that we're no longer using. And with that, my staffer, Takuma, is here. He has more details if we want to dig into the weeds, and Ledge Finance is also on tap to help explain any of the details.
Please identify yourself and proceed with your presentation.
Thank you, Chair Hoffman and members of the Senate Finance Committee. For the record, Takuma Inoue, staffer to Senator James Kaufman. In this bill, Section 1 repeals the Public Access Fund and the Alaska Temporary Assistance Program Emergency Account. Section 2 repeals the 2001 Special Olympics World Winter Games Reserve Fund. And Section 3 sets an effective date of July 1st, 2026.
Questions of the presenters this morning? If not, we do have Alexi Painter online if any members have any questions, but we'll open up the public hearing at this time. Is there anyone online? No. Is anyone in the room that would like to testify on Senate Bill 163, repeal certain inactive funds or accounts? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing at this time. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 163 has a zero fiscal note from the Department of Administration's Division of Finance. No costs, no revenues, no positions. It does note that it modifies a fund or two.
Thank you, Senator Keel. Are there questions on the fiscal notes? Seeing none, any closing comments? Senator Kaufman.
I just want to thank the chair and the committee for hearing this bill. It's an effort to continue to clean up our books, remove accounts, remove language in our statutes that's no longer serving a purpose. And I keep a tape measure in my office, and I keep measuring those things. They keep getting thicker, so I'm trying to push it in the other direction if I can.
Thank you, Senator. We'll set this bill aside. I'm sure we'll see it again in the near future. That brings us to Senate Bill 246, Architects, Engineers, Surveyors, Registered Interior Design. This is the first hearing on this bill. Reeves. Call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. As I stated, this is the second item on today's agenda, Senate Bill 246, Architects, Engineers, Surveyors, Registered Interior Design. This is the first hearing on the bill. I invite Senator Klayman to introduce the legislation to the committee and explain what the legislation does.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, I'm Senator Matt Klayman. I represent Senator District H in West Anchorage. Thank you for hearing Senate Bill 246 today. Senate Bill 246 in large measure is very similar to Senate Bill 54 that passed last year and was vetoed by the governor. In the governor's veto message, he identified three concerns with Senate Bill 54, and those are all addressed in Senate Bill 246. The first was there was a perception that the deletion of AS 363270 subsection E would make it impossible for the Department of Transportation to design build projects because of that repeal. While there was legal dispute about whether that was necessary or not in this bill, we do not repeal subsection E of 3630.270. So that takes that concern removes that concern. The second was concerns about law, a change that would allow DEC to allow contractors who were certified to do wastewater systems to do that for a certain size of small wastewater, both commercial and residential. There were concerns about the way that language was drafted, so in the interim we spent time working with Ledge Legal and also having some discussions with DEC to make changes to exemption number 15 that would those concerns that were addressed in the governor's veto message. And the third thing that we changed the governor was critical, that we had increased the board size from 11 to 13. And so in Senate Bill 246, we keep the number of board members at 11. We make a modification. We reduce the number of engineers by one, and we remove the restrictions so that the governor can appoint any engineering discipline that's regulated by the board, rather than giving very specific about the types of engineers. And so those are the changes from what you saw last year in Senate Bill 54. And we do have a sectional analysis if the committee would like to hear it.
Do any members of the Finance Committee have questions of the prime sponsor? With that, we will go to invited testimony at this time and invite Chris Curtis, the state auditor, to present her invited testimony.
Good morning. For the record, I'm Chris Curtis. I'm your state auditor. Division of Legislative Audit conducted a sunset audit of this board about 2 years ago now. It was a very clean audit. We had no recommended improvements, and we recommended the full 8-year extension.
Thank you, Ms. Curtis. Are there questions? Seeing no questions, we'll go to the second individual that's online to present invited testimony, Charles Bettisworth, Senior Architect, Bettisworth North. Please identify yourself for the record and present your invited testimony.
Yes, my name is Co-Chairs Hoffman, Olson, Stedman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Charles Bettisworth. I reside at 204 Front Street, Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm a licensed architect in the state of Alaska. I'm a member of the American Institute of Architects, and I was elevated to the College of Fellows in the Institute in 2015. I fully support SB 246. This morning I will speak in particular support of the sections which provide for the pathway to licensure for qualified interior designers. I will do this from the perspective of my 50 years of experience in the profession. When architects sign contracts to design a building, they assume responsibility for the design of all components: structures, electrical, mechanical systems, utilities, stormwater systems, landscape design, and interior design. Today, all of these disciplines are registered and licensed professions in Alaska, except for interior designers. The design of a building is a collaborative process, where the specific expertise of each discipline is woven into a completed project. With respect to the role of interior designers, I will recount some of my professional experience where the expertise of interior designers has been crucial. The first is a facility to provide services to foster children and their families. In this case, we have kids from troubled families where the goal is to bring the children and the parents back together. As you can imagine, some of these encounters are at times at least tense, not violent. The skills and experience and training and qualifications of interior designers who are part of our team in the design of this facility were critical in designing spaces which mitigated the safety concerns of both staff and patrons. This is one set of skills and training that qualified interior designers bring to a project. In my experience, the training, skills, and certified qualifications of interior designers is critical when designing medical facilities, where the efficient and safe organization of space is so important, but also where the material selection is crucial to infection prevention and control. Similarly, we designed a cohort space during the height of COVID epidemics. In that case, the skills and training of the interior design team was invaluable, where particular emphasis was placed on selection of materials, placement of design workstations, design of the workspace in a manner which facilitated air ventilation to prevent the spread of the virus. Finally, we need interior design licensure to expand our design workforce. We need licensed, qualified interior designers in Alaska. Please pass SB 246.
Thank you for that testimony, Mr. Bettisworth. We'll move to Anchorage, where we'll hear from Brian Meisner, Principal Architect for ECI Alaska. Please identify yourself for the record and proceed with your invited testimony.
Good morning, Chairman and Committee, and thank you for the opportunity to speak in support of SB 246. I'm an Alaskan architect with 25 years of experience. I strongly support this bill. My firm designs public buildings in Alaska, and we also support federal contracts in all of the western U.S. Half of the western states already have laws that affect the practice of interior design in differing ways, and Alaska's proposed law in its current format will be the best of the lot. And there are two main things that elevate it above what other states are doing. The first is that it elevates responsibilities of interior designers if they choose to seek additional credentials. It's not a mandate, it's an opportunity. And the second is that it doesn't restrict the ability of currently practicing interior designers from calling themselves an interior designer. I currently work with interior designers who fall into both categories, and I'm really excited to see some of them take that next step to receive recognition and responsibilities that they deserve and that they are qualified to take. I'm equally excited to continue working with non-registered interior designers in the same way that I have for the past 25 years. This bill is a good bill, especially in its current format, and it will make Alaska the best state in the country to be an interior designer. So please help us attract new design talent to this great state by passing this bill. Thank you.
Brian, could you please identify yourself for the record?
Oh, sorry. Brian Meisner, resident of Anchorage.
Thank you, Brian. That concludes the invited testimony. We will now open the public hearing. We have John Picard, president of Alaska Professional Design and Council in Anchorage. Please identify yourself and proceed with your testimony.
Co-chair. Thank you, co-chairs, Senator Oppen, Olson, Stedman, and members of the committee. For the record, my name is John Picard. I'm a resident of Anchorage and a registered civil engineer. I am testifying personally and as the president of the Alaska Professional Design Council, or APDC. APDC represents 1,100 design professions who are regulated by the Board of Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors. We support Senate Bill 246. We support extending the board, including the board recommended changes, and creating registration for interior designers. We appreciate the work that has gone into addressing the governor's veto, and we support the current bill. Interior designers address critical life safety issues, a few of which include accessibility requirements to commercial buildings, specialty finishes and materials that reduce slip hazards and falls, as well as surface materials to minimize hospital-related acquired infections. Please pass Senate Bill 246. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Picard. Is there anyone else online? Come back to order. We'll stay in Anchorage. Mary Knopf, please identify yourself and proceed with your testimony to the Finance Committee.
Yes, my name is Mary Knopf. I am a resident of Anchorage, and I'm speaking on behalf of myself. Co-chairs and committee members, I wanted to encourage you to support SB 246. This bill, of course, as noted, extends the AALS board for 8 years, which is extremely important to our state to have that oversight of our professional licensure. It incorporates several updates requested directly by the AALS board, and it recognizes interior design as a profession and has interior design as one of the professions regulated by the AALS board. It establishes professional registration for qualified interior designers and provides a seat on the AALS board for a registered interior designer, ensuring representation in regulation. It provides stamp and seal privileges for registered interior designers, thereby allowing interior designers the opportunity to practice independently within the limited scope for which they are qualified and take direct responsibility for their own work. It expands consumer choice of qualified design professionals and encourages small business. It encourages Alaskans earning an interior design degree from outside to return home. It enables qualified design professionals to practice to the full extent of their education, experience, and examination. And it provides lien rights and other protections already afforded to other registered design professionals. So please support SB 246. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary. Is there anyone else online? Seeing none, is there anyone in the room that would like to testify on Senate Bill 246? Seeing no one, we will close the public hearing at this point. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. SB 246 has a pair of fiscal notes. The first is from the Department of Environmental Conservation's Water Quality Infrastructure Support and Financing allocation, and they assign a zero fiscal note, no costs, no revenues, no personnel. The second is from the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, from the corporation's business and professional licensing side. They show a first-year impact that is split. In the governor's FY27 request, there is currently 67.3 in receipt-supported services, that's designated general funds. The bill would result in needing an additional 175.6, also DGF, and one permanent full-time position. The second page of the fiscal note describes that position and the combined 242.9 that would be required between governor's request and the additional amount in the fiscal note this year. That settles out at 228.2 in the out years, and the fiscal note does note that it will bring in revenues equal to its costs and require some regulation changes.
Thank you, Senator Keel. Questions on the fiscal notes? Seeing no questions, we'll set this bill aside for further consideration. That concludes the meeting this morning. Our next meeting is scheduled for this afternoon at 1:30. We will be hearing an overview on savings, reserves, and investment funds from the Department of Revenue. Is anything else come before the committee? With that, we are adjourned until this afternoon.